This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. George Fletcher was a legendary cowboy and rodeo performer in the early 20th century. George Fletcher was born in St. Mary's, Kansas in 1890, the same year that Oregon's first famous black cowboy, Joseph Sewell, died in a barroom brawl. Before he was 10, the Fletcher family left Kansas for the same town where Sewell had lived, Pendleton, Oregon. At that time, Pendleton was the center of Oregon's cattle country. Many men in Pendleton made a living driving, herding, branding, and breeding cattle, which involves significant time on horseback. However, blacks in Oregon were in the extreme minority. At the turn of the century, Oregon's black population numbered around 1,000 people. 70% of them lived in Portland. The 300 or so black Oregonians living outside the city were highly isolated and lacked the support of strong community organizations. Most worked in subservient positions in the homes of wealthy white families, or in dangerous, low-skilled occupations. Umatilla County, home to Pendleton, had just 30 black residents in 1900. As a child, Fletcher attended the missionary school on the Umatilla Indian Reservation alongside Native American children. Fletcher quit school after fifth grade, but continued to spend much of his childhood on the reservation, where he befriended Native children, learned some of the local languages, and first witnessed the horsemanship of Native riders. By the time Fletcher reached working age, the most promising source of employment for him was as a cowboy. By age 15, George was competing in rodeo competitions. He quickly developed a unique appearance and style of his own that included bright orange chaps and a loose, nonchalant saddle demeanor. In exhibition rides, Fletcher developed routines which dazzled audiences, including buffalo riding or riding tandem with another cowboy facing in opposite directions while on the same horse. At age 19, he won his first rodeo prize, $15, for a third-place finish in the saddle bronc competition at the Eastern Oregon District Fair. The next year, Fletcher placed fourth in saddle bronc at a new local rodeo event called the Pendleton Roundup, becoming that competition's first black competitor. In 1911, Fletcher competed in the Pendleton Roundup's World Bronc Riding Championship. Fletcher was a finalist alongside a Nez Perce rider named Jackson Sundown and a white rancher named John Spain. As the local, Fletcher was the crowd favorite, and newspapers reported that his ride drew the largest applause of the three. However, the judges of the event awarded Spain first prize and declared Fletcher runner-up, drawing boos from the crowd. The grand prize for the event was a $350 silver saddle. But, in protest of the decision, Sheriff Till Taylor, honorary director of that year's roundup, took Fletcher's black cowboy hat and cut it into small pieces, which he then sold to the crowd. Sheriff Taylor was able to collect nearly $700, which he then gave to Fletcher. Local press declared Fletcher to be the 1911 People's Champion. A few years later, while serving abroad during World War I, Fletcher sustained a leg injury that ended his rodeo career. He continued to work as a cowboy the rest of his life, however. In 1972, he was named an inaugural member of the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame, and later the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.